Hi, everybody. So nice to be here with you on the Virtual Light broadcast for May. How are you? How are you doing? Are you hanging in? Are you emotionally stable? Are you feeling hopeful? Are you feeling strong? Are you unemployed? Are you volunteering? Are you working on the front lines? Are you living in a dense environment, or are you living out in a remote location that's least affected by this global pandemic? All of these things are worthy of your time and checking in on a daily basis. It's easy right now to be caught up in a reactive mode. What's going on? What are people doing? What are we doing about it? What's right? What's wrong? How do we convince each other and be on the same page? Are you spending a lot of time in social media? Are you spending a lot of time alone? Are you getting cramped up with the people that you are in shelter in place with? Or are you starting to branch out? Everybody is in a different place right now, and it is as unique as we are individuals. And it's really important that we step back and we honor that, because we're not all going to be feeling the same things at the same moments. And it's really important that we respect that. It's important that we check in with our own stability. So many times, consciousness is tricky. It is, isn't it? It's there. It's what I like to call hidden in plain sight. But you gotta look for it. You gotta be asking the questions to yourself, not others. You've gotta be minding this alignment. So in addition to last month's piece about rest and remedies and respect, I wanna focus in on that consciousness aspect for this month. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe, truly believe, that you are a powerful creator? So many times in our spiritual communities, we just make that assumption. We assume that we are, but does it match our behavior? Do we then look at the world from that lens of a powerful creator? Or do we unconsciously flip that switch off and go into reaction? Are we watching the news and taking a deep breath in and holding that, going into a shallow breathing? Shallow breathing tells the body we're not okay. Get prepared for fight or flight. Stress levels rise. Tension. We start to close up. Our emotions become cloudy. We start to get a little short. Start to get a little tight, a little constricted, and before you know it, we're collapsing in on ourselves. And there's something very important that happens there that we need to remember every time we do it, because there's no judgment in doing it. We are human beings. There is a lot happening on the planet right now, and each of us are being affected differently. Some of us are working more than we ever did before. Some of us are not working at all. Some of us are isolated and alone and having to face what that feels like, being an extrovert or being an introvert, but an introvert that never really had to spend so much time observing himself, herself. So what starts to happen in those moments without judgment is we turn off our own consciousness, and we go into a reaction mode. We start to just respond to what is, what's going on around us, what we're being told, what we're hearing, what we're engaging with. And something very, very important happens when we do that. And what that is we switch off our powerful creator abilities for what we want to create. There's a distinction there. We never stop creating, ever. But we can create powerfully all the time. The question is, are you creating powerfully what you want? Or are you creating powerfully by being in a reactionary mode and not paying any attention to what that's actually yielding for you. We have this blind spot as humans that when we look at something that's going on in the world that we're not in agreement with, we separate ourselves out from it like we had nothing to do with it. And yet if it's in your reality, if it's in your world, if your body is tightening and restricting and your emotions are cloudy and you are getting nervous or anxious or frustrated or anything on the scale that you know is not going to yield you joy and freedom and peace and health and wellness, you feel how those are different, right? Everybody does. Do you want to feel more constricted or do you want to feel more open? You cannot be unconscious, reacting to what is, trying to negotiate your well-being and create what you want. It can't occupy the same space. Isn't that an extraordinary purpose for what's taking place right now? Never in our history, in our lifetimes, this lifetime, have we been in the scenario to spend all of our time and focus managing our own alignment? How extraordinary is that? So I'll ask you again, do you believe that you are a powerful creator? And if your answer is a resounding yes, then my next question, and it should be, if it's not, that's where your work is. That's where you begin to look. Am I? Do I actually have enough belief in myself? Do I have enough confidence? In the face of a global pandemic, can I still claim, yes, I am a powerful creator, but maybe I'm just powerfully creating some things that I want to rethink and don't really enjoy and not judge myself for it, but see the beautiful gift and insight that is? And if so, then the next question is, if you believe you are a powerful creator, then do you believe that currently you could be honing your skills a little differently? Can you be creating and thriving through a global pandemic? Do you not believe that you deserve to do so? Do you believe that you're not capable of doing so? Do you believe perhaps that one of the gifts of the current situation, the current global situation, is providing us an extraordinary amount of time that we would never get otherwise in our busy lives with all of our responsibilities to seriously step into your own mastery of yourself? Not what the world should be doing, not what everybody else is doing right or wrong, not criticizing, not judging, not politicizing, just you. No one else but you. To me, that is the most important place to spend energy and focus. That is the only place to spend energy and focus right now. And here's why. Because if you can have incredible timing and synchronicities happening and blessings coming your way, that you're okay, that you're healthy, that you're managing, that you're creative, that you're coming up with ideas and purpose and service, then you managing that for yourself inspires everyone else around you to try and figure out what you're doing and start to figure it out for themselves. That's consciousness in action, isn't it? And that, you feel how open that is? What are you doing? How is this working for you? That's extraordinary. Well, here's what I believe. Here's what I think. Here's what I do. How do you feel about that? We're not having a lot of those conversations. We're having rights and wrongs. We're pointing a lot of fingers. If we don't step out of our human aspects and move into our divine aspects, that soul conversation I always talk about, because the soul doesn't judge anybody else. And if you truly know that as a powerful creator, you never stop creating, but that you can be creating what you want versus what you don't want, regardless of the outside collective action. If you don't actually believe that to be true, or if you believe it to be true, but you're not yielding it, then your work is with you and nobody else. You're not anybody else's teacher right now. You're your own. We are all our own in this process. And as we become more comfortable with it, we start to see that our own personal realities shift and adjust. What if the gift of this virus was a level of mastery each of us has never known before? And you were given all the time in the world that you need. If we don't get it this time, we'll get it next time. That's the new normal, I believe. We are never going back to what was, because there's too much unconsciousness in it. We've crossed that bridge. But we have to step out of our humanness and see this as a giant negative, as fearful, or get caught up even as a spiritual person and my income is dependent on what's happening with the governments or the states. And there are a lot of dialogues happening. And here's where it got really interesting for me. If you took the 3-month class that I co-presented with Steve and Barbara not that long ago, Walking Between the Worlds, you learned a lot from me about the moon cycles and how important they are to me. Well, dark moons, and I may differ from a lot of other people out there, but for me, in the way that I have studied my Celtic ancestry, dark moons are not every single month. We have a moon cycle every month, and this is where it's different and powerful. When we follow a solar calendar, we're following a very masculine energy. And it's beautiful, and it's necessary, and it has all of its attributes. But we also have a lunar cycle, and the difference is, in one solar year, we actually have in 1 month, every month with a lunar calendar, we have a birth and a death and a rebirth. We have periods of introspection and then bringing that mastery out in our creativity, in our intuition, following that guidance. And that happens monthly versus yearly. That deep intuitive side is investigated every single month. But there is not a dark moon every month. Some people say there is right before a new moon. The reason I bring this up is we have just gone through a deep phase of the dark moon. And what does the dark moon normally symbolize? I talked about that in that class. The dark moon is very powerful. It's a time where if we are conscious, we recognize a time to go within and face part of our shadow. And our shadow is something we created ourselves when we didn't want to deal with certain scenarios or trauma. We could only handle so much and the rest we just put away. Well, that went somewhere energetically. We have little guardians that look after that to make sure we're okay. And when we're ready to take parts of those pieces back, we can look at them. And the dark moon calls us to them. There is no light, refraction of lunar light. So it is a deeply, powerfully intuitive time. That's what it looks like if you're conscious. But unconsciously, it looks like more panic. It looks like a lack of that intuitive side. So it's reactionary. It's a little bit panicky. It's a little bit anxious. It's a little bit restrictive in that we separate ourselves out and start to point fingers at how we're not feeling safe or comfortable. So there is no mistake that during the period of the dark moon this month, all of a sudden, the collective started to get angrier, started to get more frustrated, started to talk about me versus we. I don't want to be inconvenienced by this. I want to fill in the blank, go outside, open my shop, go back to work. That frustration is all very valid. But if we don't look at it and address it personally, because it's personal here. This is about our own mastery and ability as creators. It started to amp up the noise. It started to get angrier. People are starting to get more frustrated. That is not just a time and scenario and circumstance thing. The dark moon influences that tremendously. And then we move into a new moon. That's where we are. We've come into the new moon phase. This is where we birth the next month, what our intentions are, what we want. So now more than ever, as we're all going through this together, minding your own energy alignment is the most important thing that you can do, where you spend your time, where you recognize your shortcomings without any judgment whatsoever and realize the potential for growth there. That's the part of respect. I have deep respect for what's taking place right now, and there is nothing, nothing, even though we all trip and fall, and I am guilty of it too. That's how we grow, right? That's how we evolve. We have to sort of self-reflect, and I like to do that daily. How did I do my day? Did I do a good job? What could I have done better? What did I learn from it? What am I thinking and pondering? Where are the lessons in this? And as we do that, we start to see that the setup here is extraordinary. But you have to be conscious. You have to be thinking consciously. You cannot be in an intuitive place with your creativity and solutions flowing and be in judgment and reaction at the same time. It's just not possible. You will not yield the results you want. You don't stop creating. You are a powerful creator. You are so powerful that you can create everything that you absolutely do not want and bring it right to your door. But is that something you want to experience? And if not, isn't it worth the investigation to take more responsibility for what's happening in your life right now? And if we only look at the human conversation of, I can't help what's happening with my job or my life or my family. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you can by looking at how much you believe in your ability to create, to be creative, to be intuitive, to follow. You have warning signs and gut instincts. You have thoughts and ideas. You have abilities. And this time is fast-tracking everybody into that, but you gotta be having the conversation with yourself. So that's where I'm gonna leave you for this month. We'll pick it up again next month. I believe I have extended my time here. Thank you. It is always lovely to come and have these conversations with you. I thank you. I thank you for being here. I honor you for being here. Be well. Stay safe. Tune into yourself. Make good choices. Make no apologies for spending time investigating your own consciousness and thrive. You can. There are all kinds of things that can line up for you, but they have to be in resonance with where you are. Nothing is more important than that right now. Nothing. And so with that, I turn it back to you in the studio and I say until next time, I thank you. I honor you. Be well. Bye for now.
Thank you so much, Meg. Always wonderful to hear from you. But didn't you get the message that you're supposed to wear yellow today? Allison and I did. I thought that was so funny when I saw Allison. I thought, oh, we're thinking alike, miles and miles living apart from each other, different parts of the world. But Meg, you look beautiful and such a good message. We'll be back with more of the Virtual Light broadcast soon. And right now, we're going to present 1 Minute of Light. Enjoy.